RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates border post in West Kalimantan. President Joko Widodo affirms people expect economic benefit from West Kalimantan border post. Celebrating birthday in Darfur, the Infantry Battalion 623 BWU provides aid to local school. Now the news in detail. On the second day of his walking visit to West Kalimantan, President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Arut Integrated Cross-Border Post, locally called PLBN, in Sajingan Besar District Sambas Regency. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo departed for Sambas on Indonesian Air Force helicopter from Suvadio International Airport in Kubu Raya Regency on Friday morning. After inaugurating the PLBN Aruk, the President handed over social assistance cards to some residents to symbolize the inclusion of people living in border area in separate government programs. These include the Indonesian Smart Card, KIP for Education, the Indonesian Health Card, KIS for Healthcare, and the Social Affairs Ministry Family Hope Program, PKH. After performing Friday prayer, President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana traveled to Singkawang City via helicopter. They will stay overnight in Singkawang before attending separate programs in the city. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo has expressed his hope that a renovated border post in Sambas Regency, West Kalimantan, will benefit residents by improving the local economy. The President said that Arut Integrated Coast Border Post, PLBN, could spur growth in the surrounding area. It is the third border post inaugurated by President Joko Widodo in West Kalimantan. The President inaugurated the PLBN Nangga Badau in Kapuas Hulu on Tuesday, while the first one was inaugurated in Antikon last December. The President also expressed his gratitude for hearing that West Kalimantan's economy had grown at a rate of 5.22% last year, outpacing the national average growth of 5.02%. President Joko Widodo has fought to improve border posts given their importance for economic development in areas far away from Indonesian urban centers. Celebrating birthday in the field of international assignment under the auspices of the UN Peacekeeping Force, Infantry Battalion 623 Wira Bakti Utama in Darfur, Sudan is grateful by providing assistance for the local boarding school. Infantry Battalion 623 is part of a Garuda Continent 35B United Nations mission in Darfur. The provision of the assistance was led by Captain Infantry Pebranto and concentrated in the boarding school of Mujama Kalapi Mabruka Li Tafsil Quran Wal Disoras Islamiyah. The assistance distributed consists of 70 crowns, clothing, building materials, and some money in local currency. Pebranto said to Antara News Agency on Friday that he asks for prayers so that all personnel are given good health, smoothness, and easy life during serving their noble duty in Darfur, Sudan. A one-day film festival that focuses on securing state properties, Kawal Harta Negara was held at the Usmar Ismail Filin building in South Jakarta more recently. Initiated by the Sovereign Audit Agency BPK and United States Agency for International Development, USAID, the festival aims to raise awareness of BPK's role and function and to boost public participation, especially students, filmmakers and Indonesian creative communities in creating films about the agency. The activities conducted at the event were short film screening, a talk show with BPK Secretary General Hendar Ristriawan, a citizen journalist and video-making workshop, and a pitching forum where participants were invited to present their ideas about securing state properties to win funding, mentoring and editing assistance for their film project. Students and the public could also participate in the festival through entering various competitions as short fiction film, short documentary film, citizen journalism video and public service announcement that will be open until July 7 with film funding rewards up for grabs. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya in his speech at Rio Calendar of Events March 2017 in Jakarta, March 16, 2017 said that Rio has considerable potential in terms of revenue from service sector, which is a new diplomacy way because the service sector is able to provide higher income than other sectors such as trade and production. There is no diplomacy way, especially potential of service in Rio. In fact, tax service in Rio is higher than trade and production. What is the assumption? The assumption is if we could attract 1 million tourists, we calculate one tourist worth $1,200. So if 1 million tourists are equal to $1.2 billion. Minister Arif Yahya also said that the shoot revenue potential should be continuously developed by Rio administration. Wherever Rio has advantages than other regions, it is time for Rio not to depend on trading communities such as fluctuating oil prices. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya in his speech at Rio Calendar of Events March 2007 in Jakarta, March 16, 2007, conveyed that Rio is one of the original regions of Malay nation and culture in Southeast Asia. Therefore, Rio can be categorized as a homeland of Malay. The origin of Malay in Indonesia is from Rio, so Rio could be claimed as the homeland of Malay. Minister Arif Yahya further said that Rio as the homeland of Malay is fully supported by some advantages on which geographically Rio is located nearby neighboring countries that have the same Malay background. He views that the proximity of geographical location can be developed into a tourism potential for the province known as the natural resources such as oil. The last item, 11 countries and 8 clubs of paragliding are participating in the Paragliding Accuracy World Cup that is taking place at Hutan Raya, Waran part of Tumpah Mount in Manado, North Sulawesi on 17 until 19 March 2017. When opening the World Cup on Friday morning, Governor of North Sulawesi, Oli Dondo Kambe, said that he appreciated the organizing committee and Pasida committee and even the National Trading Center team of paragliding for ASEAN Games 2018 for taking part at this event.
Dondo Kambe berharap,
Dondo Kambe hopes that beside the success of this event could boost tourism sector in North Sulawesi by improving tourist arrival to North Sulawesi, which is known as the new Melambai country. The 11 countries that participate in the Paragliding Accuracy World Cup 2017 in Manado, North Sulawesi are Indonesia, the Philippines, China, South Korea, Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, Thailand, England, and Serbia. North Sulawesi paragliding team is acting as the host. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi,
followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week have been reviewed by several leading media published in Jakarta and outlined in the press review of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Let's start from Koran Sindo newspaper. In an editorial on Tuesday, it wrote, LPG imports continue to increase. In the near future, the government will change the distribution system of subsidized 3 kg LPG. The mode of subsidy through the product with open distribution system is considered not appropriate since anyone can buy the 3 kg LPG in the market. It means that the subsidy is misplaced. Now, as a precaution, the subsidy is no longer aimed at the product but given directly to the people who are entitled via a special card for the 40% of people with the lowest levels of welfare. The welfare ranking data, according to Director of Business Development and Natural Gas, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Setiorini Trihutami, comes from the national team to accelerate poverty eradication. The 40% of people with a low level of welfare is equivalent to 26 million families, assuming 4 people per family or more than 100 million citizens. The government is targeting the LPG subsidy cards ready to be distributed in April, and we will test it in 4 regions outside Java, namely Bali, Batam, Lombok, and Bangka. According to Koran Sindo, the government believes that the use of subsidy card can control people and smash entitled to enjoy the subsidized LPG right on target. It should be admitted that though it one hand the conversion program has hampered imports of kerosene, but on the other hand it has also boosted the import of LPG today. Turning to Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday wrote, useless tour of the host members. Public protests against the habit of lawmakers to travel abroad in alleged comparative studies seems like a broken record, played repeatedly but not heard. There have been countless criticism to members of parliament linked to visits to foreign countries, which seemed just like a free holiday. The criticism re-emerged after 30 members of the House met study visit to Germany and Mexico starting last week. Indonesian Forum for Budget Transparency estimates taxpayers' money spent to finance the six-day tour in foreign countries reach 8 billion rupiah. Well, in fact, there are a lot of more effective and efficient ways for members of parliament to get information from abroad, like using electronic information, correspondence, or teleconference. Moreover, according to Media Indonesia, the use of electronic e-voting in Germany will be discontinued. So the reason to study the electoral system in the country, which uses a mixture of districts and proportion system, is incorrect. Obviously, it is different from Indonesia's electoral system, which uses an open proportional system. It is not too much asking then, if such working visits abroad were temporarily halted and the funds are diverted for more urgent needs. The last review is from Business Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Monday, the paper wrote, "Electronic ID projects must not be halted. The National Electronic Identity Card or Electronic ID procurement project worth 5.9 trillion rupiah, which has become the object of mass corruption among a number of state official and political elites, has aroused the anger of many people. It was not only due to the amount of money corrupted that reached around 2.3 trillion rupiah, but also the complexities and related administration problems caused. Among the effect, many people have become illegal residents because they do not have ID cards. Some people had even lost their political right to vote in the recent regional heads election. The old ID that has expired cannot be immediately replaced by the new one, because the new system of administration that still has so many problems and obstacles." Business Indonesia wrote, "All parties hope the mega corruption case in the procurement of electronic ID project can be solved completely by the Corruption Eradication Commission." According to this newspaper, the disclosure of electronic ID mega corruption by the commission should be a very valuable lesson, as well as early warning about the need for closer scrutiny both in the project financing and implementation. Well, listener, that was press reviews of our radio service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event on March 18, 1974, when Arab countries except Libya ended the oil embargo. Arab countries, the oil producer, began their oil embargo against US, United Kingdom, and other countries which sold their oil to Israel on October 17, 1973. This embargo was done because US and UK provided a large-scale military aid to the Zionists in the war between Israel with Syria and Egypt since October 6, 1973. One day after the announcement of oil price hike by OPEC, the Arab countries announced their embargo against US, United Kingdom, and Israel. As a result, the oil price hiked further. The Western countries faced big problems due to the embargo, and the period was called as oil shock. On March 18, 1974, the embargo was ended, after US Foreign Affairs Minister Henry Kissinger successfully negotiated the truce between Israel and Syria. This event proved that the Middle Eastern countries have great weapon to suppress US and the West in general to stop protecting Israeli Zionist regime. Moving on to March 18, 1965, Alexei Leonov became the first person to walk in the outer space. Alexei Arkhipovich Leonov was a retired Russian astronaut with the latest rank as Air Force Major General. On March 18, 1965, Leonov became the first person in the world to walk in the outer space. He was outside of his shuttle for 12 minutes 9 seconds. Leonov was one of 20 pilots of Soviet Air Force to be chosen as astronaut in 1960. His trip to the space was initially planned for 11 missions with Vostok Space Shuttle. However, all other missions were cancelled, leaving one remaining, which made him as one of the most remembered human in the history of space flight. We end today in history with an event on March 18, 2008, Adam Air operating license was revoked. Adam Air was a cheap airline based in Indonesia. The operational license as this airline was revoked following many plane incidents, which began with the Adam Air plane crash in Majene, South Sulawesi on January 1, 2007, which killed all crews and passengers amounting to 102 people. In November 9, 2006, actually Adam Air had received the Award of Merit in Low-Cost Airline of the Year 2016 during the 3rd Annual Asia-Pacific and Middle East Aviation Outlook Summit in Singapore. However, the award did not bring positive improvement to the flight condition of Adam Air. The number of incidents made Indonesian government finally made ranking and evaluation of airlines. From the ranking announced on March 22, 2007, Adam Air was the third of the very worrying ones. Thus, Adam Air received administrative sanction that was re-evaluated every 3 months. After no improvement during the time limit, Air Operator Certificate Adam Air was frozen on March 18, 2008. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is on Nobel Caledonia will send experts to help restore coral reefs. Stay tuned. Nobel Caledonia, the company managing the Caledonian Skull cruise ship, expressed its apology for devastating coral reef in Raja Ampat, West Papua, Indonesia, on March the 4th. In its official website, Managing Director of Nobel Caledonia, Tim Cochrane, on Wednesday said it would send experts to work closely with Indonesian experts to restore damaged reefs. The Caledonia Sky, owned by a British company with Bahamas flag, had hit the coral reef on the island of Kri on March the 4th. The ship ran aground at 12:41 local time. It resulted in the destruction of coral reef beneath an area of 16,000 square meters. Tim Cochrane subsequently said the company had started to cooperate with Indonesian government to deal with the matter. Nobel Caledonia admitted feeling sad over the incident in Raja Ampat. In addition to sending experts and cooperate with Indonesian authorities, they have also set up a fund to help in the recovery of reefs that they had destroyed. The Bahamas flagship sailed with Kit Michael Taylor as the captain, carrying 102 tourists and 79 crews. Nobel Caledonia called the captain as an experienced ship captain and one of the best in the world. According to Cochrane, it was the first incident experienced by the company in 25 years of operation. On the other hand, the Indonesian government is determined to seriously deal with the case of coral reef destruction by the Caledonian Sky. Deputy One for Maritime Sovereignty at the Coordinating Ministry for Maritime, Arif Hafaz Ugroseno, in Jakarta on Wednesday, March the 15th, said he would cooperate with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to demand compensation to the Bahamas. In the international law, the responsible party is the state whose flag is used. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is seeking help from the third party considering there is no Bahamian embassy in Indonesia because Indonesia does not have diplomatic relations with the Commonwealth countries in the South America.
Meanwhile, Director General of Pollution Control and Environmental Degradation, Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Karliansyah, told Media Indonesia in Jakarta that the coral reef ecosystem recovery would take more than 30 years. Well, that was focused today on a Nobel Caledonia to send experts to help restore coral reef in Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. On the second day of his walking visit to West Kalimantan, President Joko Widodo inaugurated the Arut Integrated Cross-Border Post, PLBN, in Sajingan, Besar District Sambas Regency. President Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo departed for Sambas on an International Air Force helicopter from Supadi International Airport in Kuburaya Regency on Friday morning. President Joko Widodo has expressed his hope that a renovated border post in Sambas Regency, West Kalimantan, will benefit residents by improving the local economy. Celebrating visitors in the field of international assignment under the auspices of UN Peacekeeping Force, Infantry Battalion 623, Wirabakti Utama in Darfur, Sudan, is grateful by providing assistance for the local boarding school. One-day film festival that focuses on securing state properties, Kawal Harta Negara, was held at the Usmar Ismail Film Building in South Jakarta more recently. Initiated by the Sovereign Audit Agency BPK and United States Agency for International Development, USAID, the festival aims to raise awareness of BPK's role and function and to boost public participation, especially students, filmmakers, and Indonesian creative communities in creating feeling about the agency. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya in a speech at Rio Calendar Events 2017 in Jakarta, March 16, 2017, said that Rio has considerable potential in terms of revenue from service sector, which is a new diplomacy way because the service sector is able to provide higher income than other sectors such as trading and production. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya speech at Rio Calendar of Events, March 2017 in Jakarta, March 16, 2017, compared that Rio is one of the regions of Malay nation and culture in Southeast Asia. Therefore, Rio can be categorized as a homeland of Malay. 11 countries and 8 clubs of paragliding are participating in the Paragliding Accuracy World Cup that is taking place at Hutan Raya, Waran part of Tumbat Mount in Manado, North Sulawesi, 17 until 19 March 2017. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Added with service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Bukit Pentulu Indah or the Pentulu Indah Hills located in Central Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, if you love to enjoy the beauty, nature, and art in the province of Central Java, you can try to visit Kebumen Regency. The Regency is known to have a lot of attractive natural tourism, especially the beaches. Listener, even though Kebumen Regency is popular with its beaches, today we will introduce you to another attraction in this area, namely Bukit Pentulu Indah or the Pentulu Indah Hills. singer Bukit Pentulu Indah or known among local people as Bukit PI or the PI Hills offers a very beautiful Kebumen scenic view. The hills is the best spot to enjoy a perfect sunrise with the twin peak of Sambing Sindoro as the background. Bukit Pentulu Indah lies approximately around 300 meters above the sea level. Not as high as the usual spot to enjoy sunrise, the hill still offers a spectacular scenery. When the sun is about to rise and when the weather is clear, you will be able to see the views of the forest in the valley of the Lu Ulo River covered by thin mist. The peak of Bukit Pentulu Indah is spacious enough for the visitors to pitch a tent and camp out there. Listener, Bukit Pentulu Indah is a perfect place to relax. Besides the beautiful scenery, the place is very easy to access to. If you come from the Kebumen Main Square or Alun-Alun, then take the direction towards Mertokondo Market. All you need to do is to follow the signs towards Pentulu Bukit Indah. If you arrive at Bukit Pentulu Indah, you will find the pine forest area. To climb to the top of the hills, the terrain is not difficult and the track is short. However, it's going to be a little difficult for those who never exercised. Listener, to be able to enjoy the beauty of Bukit Pentulu Indah, which is located in the Paras Mountains, exactly in the Dukuh Daka, Karang Sambung District, Kebumen Regency, Central Java Province, you have to cover around 21 kilometers from the city of Kebumen. It will take around 35 minutes and it will only cost you less than 10,000 rupiah to be able to explore the whole locations of the Bukit Pentulu Indah. In the peak of the hills, there is also a viewing post which becomes the favorite spot for the young visitors to take pictures. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today. Have a nice day and sampai jumpa.
Collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. you can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's a pleasure to meet you again in this program, Miss Leni. Listener, October 22 is commemorated as National Boarding Students' Day. And today's edition of Miscellany will inform you about National Boarding Students' Day. Listener, according to history, Indonesia has been colonized by Dutch and Japan. There were many attempts to break Indonesia's unity at that time. Take for example, September 30 movement. At that time, all Indonesian people, including boarding students, both in the city and in the villages, spoke against the colonizers. Their struggle was only for Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. Santri or boarding students is a nickname for someone who studies especially religious lessons. According to some scientists, term of boarding school means boarding and school. Japanese people call pondok or boarding or pesantren or school. Boarding derives from word hostel. Boarding school or pesantren itself is etymologically derived from the students who got prefix PE and the suffix en to become pesantren means sastri or student. Based on the explanation, pondok or boarding and pesantren or school have the same meaning, namely a hostel for student to recite Quran. Listener, in the inauguration of National Boarding Student Day at Istiqlal Mosque in Jakarta on last Thursday, President Joko Widodo said that the stipulation of the day was an appreciation from government for the boarding students' role in the struggle of Indonesia's independence. President Joko Widodo further said that history notes that the boarding students have sacrificed their life to guard Indonesia's independence and made it come true. October 22 is stipulated as the National Boarding Student Day because on that day, Kiai Hashim Asy'ari announced his instruction, so-called as Jihad Resolution. Jihad Resolution was born from hundreds Kiai or spiritual teachers across Indonesia to respond to Netherlands' military aggression. Jihad Resolution contained exclamations to guard Indonesia's independence and sovereignty. National Boarding Student Day has to be a reminder for Indonesian nation that boarding school and its students cannot be separated from Indonesian struggle to claim independence. Therefore, major sacrifice of boarding school and its student must be appreciated and cannot be ignored in today's development. Besides, the stipulation of National Boarding School Day is appropriate time to start new struggle and a bid to fight against radicalism and terrorism that threaten Indonesia's unity and sovereignty. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today's edition with topic about National Boarding Student Day 2016. We will see you again in another interesting topic. Bye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in our regular segment Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional or modern ones. Today's edition, we will present you Rosa, one of Indonesia's most popular female pop singers. Rosa, born in Sumedang as Sri Rosa Roslaina Handayani, began her career in Indonesian music industry in 1996 with a single hit entitled Nada Nada Cinta, followed by another hit song, Tegar, in 2000. In 2017, Rosa holds a concert entitled The Journey of 21st Dazzling Years to commemorate her 21st year existence in the Indonesian music industry. With countless awards and achievements she got so far, Rosa is confident to hold a solo concert again this year. Listener, to officially begin our segment of Music Corner, here is a song for you entitled Tegar by Rosa. Happy listening! Listener, you just listened to a song by Rosa entitled Tegar, the song which became hit big in the day and brought Rosa's name to the top of her popularity in Indonesian music industry. Various prestigious awards and achievements won by Rosa throughout her career are the Best Female MTV Indonesia in 2000, MTV Exclusive Artist in 2005, the Best Female Singer Emmy Awards in 2001, 2005, 2008, and 2010. There are many other achievements and awards inside and outside Indonesia. Of some countries, Singapore and Malaysia, knowledge Rosa's amazing talents throughout the world. Listener, before we go any further, let's listen to another song by Rosa entitled Ku Menunggu. Stay tuned. Listener, thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia, in a segment of Music Corner, and we are now giving you information about Indonesia's female singer Rosa. The song Menunggu by Rosa is a sad song packed in a beautiful, cheerful, and romantic acoustic rhyme. The song tells about wedding someone you could never have because the person you love is owned by someone else. The song was very popular in 2011. Rosa is known as the hit maker. Not only singles, but every song soundtrack she sang always becomes a hit. A song entitled Ayat Ayat Cinta was one of the theme songs popularized by Rosa in 2008, and in early March 2017, Rosa released a song entitled Cinta Dalam Hidupku, which is a theme song from a movie London Love Story 2. Listener, to wrap up today's music corner, here's a song by Rosa entitled Ayat Ayat Cinta. Have a nice day and sampai jumpa lagi.
Desir pasir di padang tandus, segar sang pemikiran hati, terkisahku di antara cinta yang rumi. Bila keyakinanku datang,
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Ku rasakan pudar dalam hatiku, rasa cinta yang hadir.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.